This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
The Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. Go and check out Sports Ethos. There is so much going on over there, actually. Ever since we rebranded from Hoopball, hoop-ball.com, we're now sportsethos.com, as we know. Go and check it all out because there's a different color scheme. There's, you know, shows. There's a front office show, The Bird Rights, which you can go and check out as well. Talking about all of the trade stuff that's going on at the minute. Brand new article just dropped on that too. If you got a few seconds, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcast. If you feel like doing a bit of admin for us, and give us a rate and review, hopefully a positive one. We always appreciate the little 5-star reviews. If you like what you hear, it helps us grow and continues to support the show. In addition, go and follow at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter. We're continuing to grow that page. It shares all the shows and plenty of other stuff going on there as well. So go and check out that on Twitter. But what are we here for? Let's be honest. We're here to hear about the glorious victory against the Denver Nuggets. The Pelicans rolled into the Ball Arena, I think it's called, something like that, in Denver, and defeated them. We took them right to it, and that's what you love to see. It is absolutely what you love to see, and the guys played a really team, like a huge team effort, basically. We're going to break the whole game down. We're going to talk about the big nights from Jackson, the big night from Herb, particularly that last quarter, and Brandon Ingram as the facilitator, all that tonight. But before we get into that, thank the sponsor, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up. Get yourself some deposit match bonuses. And of course, manscaped.com. HOOPBALL20 is the code. 20 on the end of that. The numerals and the digits, whatever you want to call them. And that'll help you get 20% off and free shipping because we know all about that and we love a discount. So go and check that out. Also, protect yourself online. Go and get yourself some 3 months protection with, in addition to a 12-month plan with ExpressVPN.com. If you go to ExpressVPN.com/hoopball, that'll give you 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. You're turning it on, super easy. It's one click, and you can use it with Netflix, League Pass, all that sort of carry-on. Hide your browsing history and allows your internet service provider to stop selling it to everyone, which is disappointing they do that, but everyone's got to make a buck, I guess. And in addition, new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Use the mobile app or thrivefantasy.com, code ETHOS when you sign up. That'll give you 100% deposit match bonus and 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. We love that. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And if you need some tips on that, go and check out Sports Ethos DFS team and the podcast as well. And if you're not in the Discord for Sports Ethos, if you use Discord, go and check that out as well. I think it is available for subscribers. Go and check out the different levels that we've got over there. There's plenty going on, particularly with the trade deadline. If you play fantasy basketball, well, you're kidding yourself if you think you're you know, more than the guys over there, because they are doing really, really well. And they're the best at it. That's why they have podcasts. In addition, at Ethos Fantasy BK, I told you, see, it's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all of your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition. Provides more analysis too. And again, that is Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Go and follow it. Cheers. All right, so enough of that. Carry on. We're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about the Pelicans rolling up undermanned with no Billy Hernan Gomez, no Garrett Temple, both guys out with COVID protocols. Hope they rest up and recover soon. Hopefully not too crook from the COVID. It's been pretty brutal throughout the journey, but hopefully we can dodge any more infections. No Josh Hart as well. He was still sidelined out with that knee, which hopefully has been a little bit troublesome. He gets banged up when he's playing, so hopefully he can rest up a little bit. It was good to finish that nightmare schedule. I know we didn't get out a podcast regarding the last two games because I took a break with the rest of them and dropped you Ryan Pannone instead. But anyway, you're welcome. We split the final back-to-back, which you love to see. Beat Detroit, lost to Cleveland down late. No Brandon Ingram against Cleveland, which makes it very difficult. But we're pretty much back to full strength, as I said, for this game after a few days off. Minus Josh Hart, minus Billy, minus G10. All that means, though, is that it's next man up. And as we saw against Detroit, Trey Murphy stepped up in that one. He ended up with a career-high 12 points. I think, yeah, the whole team was really good. Jackson was solid and a whole heap of guys. Again, we went into a different lineup and we carried it through to this game. So the starting lineup in this one was B.I., Herb Jones, Jackson Hayes at the four, JV, and DG Devontae Graham. Now, the big lineup with Jax at the four was paying dividends against Detroit. It gave him, put him in all sorts of living hell. And we found that it did the exact same thing again against the Nuggets. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? There's nothing to fix. So, Jackson playing like a man possessed. Really, really impressive to see how he has taken this change of position into his stride. And people are talking, you know, it means that he doesn't have to guard a massive center that's probably outweighing him, that's played this position their whole life. Jackson in the post game even talked about the fact that he'd played on the perimeter for most of his life until right at the end of high school and then in college. Before that, he was a perimeter player. And so he's got those guard skills and wing skills, but he just grew too tall. So he's not accustomed to having to guard down low. And then all of a sudden, if you put him at the four, which really is another wing spot now for most part, he plays out on the perimeter, gets to play weak side defense, which, you know, with his athleticism is fantastic. And you know, stand in the dunker spot. And he ends up with a game like this. A perfect game. 9 of 9 from the field. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Ended up with only one turnover, 22 points, 11 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block in 33 minutes. I mean, what more can you ask for? Not much. You're pretty happy with that. Other big contributors. JV, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Played with foul trouble for most of the night, as Jokic was getting a whole heap of ghost fouls, which I'm going to break down a little bit later on in the game. Brandon Ingram, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 12 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks, 8 of 20 shooting. He knew his shot wasn't going, went and got himself 12 assists, and got himself to the line, 7 of 7 free throws, which I love to see. Really aggressive, found the open man, knew when to go for it, and knew when to find that next guy, and credit to everyone else for making the shots, and that's what Brandon talked about. You know, I'd love to see what the stats are from Brandon this year as that creator, if people had made the shots. I don't know what his potential assist numbers are. I know people can find that out. I've seen it floating around. But really interesting stat to see. Now, to close the game, we're all even in the third quarter. And we'll go to the game-by-game breakdown in a second. The quarter-by-quarter, pardon me. And Herb Jones is come from nowhere. Like, he had 7 points up into three-quarter time. Finishes with 25, 18 points in the last quarter. 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 8 of 10. And he was everywhere. He was everywhere in that last quarter. Absolutely unbelievable. Hitting his free throws, laced a couple of three-pointers, was Euro-stepping. He ISO'd Jokic on the final possession, to really ice the game. Put him in Herb jail. He locked him up, straight jacket Jones, but on the offensive end. He was on Herb Island. Population, Nikola Jokic. And to see that, well, you'll have to see it. You know, Herb Jones is developing before our eyes. And, you know, watching a guy who has hit as many three-pointers this year as he did in his whole 4 years at Alabama. Well, we've got a real diamond in the rough in that second round, you know. Oh, he's awesome. And, you know, you hear this when you hear Willie Green talk about it. And he talks about it and he says, well, I just trust him. The guy, you can trust him to do the right thing, and that's why you keep him on the floor. And this guy's like, what, 52 games into his career, and he's getting told by head coach that, all right, I'm going to put you in. You're going to start, and I'm going to keep you in there in those clutch moments. I need you on the floor. We're better when you're on. And all credit to him, and all credit to Willie for that trust in the coaching staff and the hard work that Herb puts on. At the moment, there is no ceiling on how good this kid could be. There is no ceiling. I can't do those comparisons because we only do that to stir him up in the spaces, but he's just so good. He's got everything. He's got the defensive nous, he's got the offensive skills, and he's just going to continue to grow. He's great. And I think we should be very proud of how the guys played today. I was really, really, really impressed.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
So, over to the quarter-by-quarter team stats. It was an arm wrestle all night. It really was. But there was a few key stats that really caught us. 27 points to 29 in the first quarter in favor of Denver. We respond 24 to 23 in the second quarter. You know, that arm wrestle. Then 31 to 30 in the third quarter. And finally, we pulled away late quarter four, 31 to 23 with the win 113 to 105. It's what you want. You got to keep banking wins. More importantly, it puts us one game out of the 10th spot with Portland just blowing their team up. We'll talk about that in a second. Key stats. Three-pointers. We hit 32%. 8 three-pointers to then 19, 46%. They were torching us from outside. Absolutely murdering us. Assists. We got 27 to their 22. You know, you're taking that ability of Jokic, who I'm pretty sure triple-doubled again. He didn't. We stopped his triple-double. It was one assist short, which you love to see. We stopped him creating. And when his players don't make shots, well, they're not that scary. You know, Jokic is unstoppable. But if his teammates won't make shots and you can make him rush, that's a beatable team, as we saw. They beat us 4 in a row, so finally we got there. We had 14 turnovers to their 15. Unfortunately, they managed to get 21 points off turnovers to 13. Now, when they're going to get that many points off turnovers, we're going to stop turning the ball over. And Nikhil was woeful for this. I mean, I don't like getting on someone, but you have 5 turnovers. And you come on and your first 2 possessions, you turn the ball over, live ball, which they scored off. You then turn the ball over another 2 times in that quarter, and then a 3rd time down the stretch. So, and Devontae Graham was no better. He only had 6 points. Only had 6 shots, hit 2 of them. But he had 2 critical turnovers as well that were both live ball. And that's what I'm getting at. I don't want to crack on about them, but you turn the ball over in at the top of the 3-point line and they intercept it, run on down for a layup. That's the easiest buckets they're going to get. That discrepancy, we could have beaten these guys by 20 points. Instead, we wouldn't even have to worry about it down the stretch. But instead, we let them in because we gave them 8 extra points for nothing other than our carelessness. None of them were overly exciting, like the steals. They were just bad passes, and some of them were just woeful. All credit to Denver for exploiting it, but disappointing that taking care of the ball is so important, and when we've been so good at it, and even, okay, you're gonna turn the ball over. It's a game of basketball. It happens. The other team is there to play as well. But pick your poison. Don't beat yourselves. That's what I'm trying to get at. Don't beat yourselves with these turnovers. So, got to take care of it, because against some of the sides that have other better players, you're going to get punished. You know, they were undermanned as well coming into tonight. And with just Jokic really dragging the rest of the team, you know, if the rest of anyone else was on, you know, we were in trouble. But all credit to the guys for fighting and pulling this one off. Another close one, but really, really proud of the guys nonetheless. So where does that take us to? If we go to the standings, that takes us to, as I said, one game out of the 10th spot. We are now 21.5, and Portland is at 21. And so if we win another game and Portland loses another game, we go into the play-in. And we get to take on the Timberwolves, who we've beaten twice. So that doesn't sound so bad to me. The Clippers are looking to blow things up. They went and got Norman Powell and Robert Covington in a big five-player trade, which Woj announced. So the first trade deadline trade to drop, I guess, was the Portland Clippers game, where basically Eric Bledsoe was flipped for Robert Covington and Norm Powell. So Clippers, I don't know what they're trying to do, whether or not they're going to try to stay relevant or if they're going to tank it. But Portland look like they're blowing it up because they got a couple of young guys and Eric Bledsoe. So I don't know. Who knows? But hopefully it's good for us. If they give up CJ McCollum on the cheap, well, even better. That would be very, very enticing if we can give him up for, I don't know, someone with an expiring contract that's worth about $10 million in a trade exception. But anyway, I won't speculate because I don't know. But it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out in the next couple of days in the standings. But it also means that we need to win the games that are ahead of us. So we get a day off. We take on the Houston Rockets. That is back at home. Let's say Houston, actually. I think then after this game, we then go on a 6-game homestand because we play them. We have a day off. And then we take on Houston again. And that is at the Smoothie King Center. 6 games in a row at home. And I don't think there's any back-to-backs in there. Maybe there's one back-to-back. We play the Heat. And then we play... we get another day off. And then we play the Spurs. So you got to beat the Spurs. You got to beat the Rockets twice. That's what we've got to do. And all of a sudden, you got 3 out of your next 4 games as wins. And you drag yourself back in. So, before I wrap up, I'm just going to talk about... this was something that irked me, and it's been irking me for a little bit. I don't like to whinge about the refs, because, you know, they're just doing their job. But they have been... I reckon this has actively been the worst season that the referees have ever done. I don't think there has been a season in recent memory where the referees have been this bad. Where they guess, where they call fouls inconsistently, where... they just don't have confidence in their own abilities. It's so obvious that they question themselves all the time. And the junior is questioning the senior and, you know, making calls that aren't really their calls to make. And I'm calling them ghost calls. So, for example, I only looked at this from the Pels perspective. I know Denver absolutely missed some as well. But I'm really sick of this carry-on by the refs that they make these calls and then look at them and go, oh... we'll make shit up. And I can't be bothered with that. So, first quarter, Gary Clark doesn't foul whatsoever, gets called for one. He's sitting there going, what are you talking about? Second quarter, Jonas is nowhere near it. They call a foul on him. He goes straight up. And they'd already called the foul. Oh, that was the first one, Gary Clark. He was there to defend. and Jokic charged in, and they blew the whistle before he contacted him, and they called on Gary Clark. It was bullshit. Jonas, second quarter, there was no foul, and the umpire's nowhere near him. I don't know what that was about. Then Brandon Ingram, they get this 24-second call. Brandon lets it off. It bobbles around. Jackson gets the rebound. Oh, no, Jonas gets the rebound, pardon me. And they call a foul, and then they go and talk to each other, and they're like, oh, no, it's 24-second call. Well, it wasn't. So what was the call? And having these cop-out bullshit calls, I'm not keen on that at all. Now, the moving charge on Trey, that would have been a tough one because Trey, the bloke wasn't set at all. But Trey charged in, you know, you hit him in the chest, but he was moving. Again, they gambled on it. They said, well, it's probably a charge. You're not going to use your challenge in that situation. Jackson Hayes, every time he went near a layup, got absolutely slapped the living shit out of. Gets nothing. And I apologize for the expletives. Jonas was immediately hit with a touch foul on Jokic, despite the play literally before where Jackson Hayes went up for a layup and got slapped across the arms. Nothing. But Jokic wants to post up. No dramas. That's fine. We'll give you a foul. Now, there was also the goaltend on Herb, which was pretty close. So you've got to gamble 50-50. And they didn't show any replays of that. So I don't know whether or not it was. But again, they're gambles. And I know in the speed of the game, you've got to keep it going and you've got to keep these things going. But stop guessing. There was the one where the ball went out of bounds and the bloke was... It hadn't bounced out of bounds. The bloke caught it from Denver and they get the ball. And you're sitting there going, stop making it up. You're allowed to take a second to make your call, but you can't guess. And that's what is frustrating me, is that the quality of the refereeing and the confidence in the refs this year has been abysmal. And I don't know whether it's because there's COVID and we're getting lower quality refs come up or more junior refs, but it's been bad. And we've got to clean that up because it's ruining the quality of the game. But anyway, I suppose that's enough of my rant and enough of hammering them. Overall, great win. I do recommend going on YouTube and watching the post games because they're very funny. B.I. was on there with Jose and Nasty was asking a question or something at the start. And it was all very jovial. It's much more fun when we win, I tell you what. But we're going to leave it at that. We're going to try to get more guests on this week. Again, if you haven't listened to the interview with head coach Ryan Pannone from the Birmingham Squadron, go and listen to that. It was an awesome chat. And again, I appreciate all of the hard work that went in by Joseph Hooven over at the Squadron and also Coach Pannone for sitting down after an ice storm affected his road trip to Memphis, which we won as well, the game against Memphis Hustle this morning. So congrats to them. Earned Zion Cheatham a little call-up, a little 10-day, COVID 10-day with the Pels. So we'll see him around as well. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you once again for listening. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Go and follow both of us on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank and at Ethos Pelicans. And I will have a chat to you after the Houston game. Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.